Hello friends, the topic of our lesson is Faith Above Reason. We are continuing with excerpt number 47. The study material is on the Arvut system under the study material tab, and we're on Faith Above Reason.
Yes, we're continuing until the end of correction. It's all in the same topic. When we begin to take on the qualities of the Creator, the quality of bestowal, connection, love, and that quality begins to rule us, and as much as we feel that it exists inside of us, to that extent, we will feel the whole world in a different way, the plan of creation, and how much everything clothes within us, within this new desire of connection and love. And in this way, we will see what is called an inverted world. This is how we will advance. And therefore, faith above reason. As much as we can elevate the importance of bestowal upon the importance of reception, the importance of connection upon the importance of disconnection, distancing, according to that, we will advance. So, please.
אמונה למעלה מהדעת, קטעים נבחרים מן המקורות, קטע מספר 47.
Select excerpts from the sources. We're in excerpt number 47 from Bala Sulam in Shamati 212. There's the embrace of the right and there's the embrace of the left, and both must be eternal. This means that when one is in the state of right, he should think that there is no such quality as left in the world. And also, when one is in the left, he should think that there is no such quality as right in the world. The quality of right means private providence, and left means guidance of reward and punishment. Although there is reason which says that there is no such thing as right and left together, he must work above reason. This means that reason will not stop him. And the most important is the above reason. This means that one's whole work is measured by his work above reason. And although he later comes into within, it is nothing, since his basis is the above reason. So he always suckles from his root. However, if when he comes into within reason, he wants specifically to be fed within reason, at that time, the light immediately departs. And if he wants to continue, he must begin with above reason, which is his entire root. Afterward, he comes to the reason of Kedusha.
Well, if there are no questions, then please read again.
Once more, excerpt 47. There is the embrace of the right, and there is the embrace of the left, and both must be eternal. This means that when one is in the state of right, he should think that there is no such quality as left in the world. And also when one is in the left, he should think that there is no such quality as right in the world. Right means private providence, and left means providence of reward and punishment. Although there is reason which says that there is no such thing as right and left together, but he must work above reason. This means that reason will not stop him. And the most important is above reason. This means that one's whole work is measured by his work above reason. And although he later comes into within, it is nothing, since his basis is the above reason. So he always suckles from his root. However, if when he comes into within reason, he wants to specifically suckle from within reason, at that time, the light immediately departs. And if he wants to extend, to continue, he must begin with above reason, as this is his whole root. And afterward, he comes to the reason of Kedusha.
Rab, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rab, che significa che l'abbraccio della destra e della sinistra devono essere eterni?
What does it mean that the right and the left, the embrace of the right and the left need to be eternal?
That they connect all the ends together, and by that we feel eternity. We achieve eternity in, by the fact that there is no change in that state. When can there be a state without change? When we connect all the ends to their one upper source. Батія 4.
Доброе утро. А почему так построено, что бывая в одной стороне мы не можем ощущать?
Good morning, Rav. Why is it built in such a way that if we're on one side, we can't sense the opposite side? One side is...
This is done deliberately, that there is a right and the left, and in general, there are many changes within a person, in order to give him by that, to allow him to find the single source, the one unique and unified, that there is none else besides him, because we, the created beings, are not connected to our root, to the Creator, who is the center and the source of the whole of reality. And that source, we need to locate it, to build it, and to arrange it within us. And this is possible only out of us receiving all kinds of impressions and intentions and forces and different states. And out of them, we compose the concept of one, the singular concept. And then we stand on that there, and we do not change. This is how we build within us a vessel for the revelation of the Creator, the attainment of the Creator, understanding the Creator, and this is how we can be adhered to Him. And it all stems out of the fact that we are the created beings. That is, that we don't have that quality of the one unique and unified that exists in the root, that he is the only and first point of the whole of creation. And we need to reach him. And also, when we do reach him, we reach him to the way that he appears in us, to what he allows us to attain. And in that too, there are all kinds of limitations until we reach a state where we reach the place of disconnection of the Creator, that his glory stands for itself. We feel that gap between us and him, but this also does not separate between us, because this is what pertains to him, himself. Well, these are already very high things, and we don't need that for the time being.
Kiev.
Рав, а что такое знание святости?
What is the knowledge of Kedusha?
Знание святости, зотомер тладаат.
This means to know what does Kodesh, holiness, sanctity mean. Holiness is something that is disconnected from us, that it is outside of us, because in truth, the quality of the Creator is not attainable within us at all. It cannot truly be attained within the will to receive. All in all, we reach the dvekut, adhesion, meaning it's due to congruence, that it is as if we, and this is why the created beings are called Adam, similar to the Creator. Even though we are the opposite of Him, however, we want as much as possible to invert ourselves and to come closer, to bring ourselves closer to Him and to resemble Him. But it's not more than a monkey toward, in relation to a person, as the Kabbalists say. However, out of that, that work is also very great, and specifically out of us investing a lot of forces, internal forces, in order to resemble the Creator, with our mind and our emotion, with actions, in any way possible, we somehow begin to depict Him. That is, we give the Creator the possibility to portray within us, to establish within us such a form, such an image that is called Adam, depicting the Creator within us.
А что значит, что дать Творцу нарисовать нам этот образ Адама?
Does it mean to let Him purify it?
We have to annul our ego in any way possible, with our intentions, our thoughts, and to give the Creator the ability to make out of us whatever He wants. It's truly to be the nukva, the female, that is adaptable, matching Zeranpin in everything.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Рав. Во многих отрывках.
Good morning, Rav.
Пишет, что вера это.
In many verses, Rav writes that faith is bestowal, and that is the right line, and reason is reception, and the left line. And here comes the question: in a spiritual degree, is bestowal not within reason already? Both bestowal and reception are not within reason? I thought prior to this that only in the upper degree, and it's very confusing. Do I understand correctly?
You're saying something right to some extent, but when we reach spiritual attainment, then we begin to understand how it clothes within the person. It's not in our present emotion or intellect, but rather those emotion and intellect that we have within us. We need them only in order to annul ourselves and let the reason of the upper one come down into us and settle within us. This is how it works. Well, we need to perform actions, and as a result of these actions, we will feel how it fills us, how it settles within us, and then we will understand what is happening, but not before that. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a practical wisdom. We have to do whatever is upon us, actions from below, and nevertheless wait or expect that the Creator will perform His action from above, that He brings us the power of bestowal, and then we understand what it is, but not beforehand. We cannot understand it.
If I could be more precise,
yes.
Did I understand correctly that faith is greater bestowal then this degree?
That's
reason?
Yes, yes, you have a good perception of it. Mark 3.
Всем доброе утро. Что значит свойство это частного управления?
What is it that the quality of right is the providence of the individual?
There is right and left, and there's general providence and private providence. All of these states, we have to go through them, and they need to build within us, all in all, the preparation to receive the qualities of the Creator from above. That everything that we will do on the right and on the left, private providence that comes to each and every one of us, and the general providence that is revealed to us together, to all of us, there are such forms of bestowal, of the corrections that come to us from above through the surrounding lights. And when we are somehow adapted to them, then we start shifting from general providence to private providence.
Yes, Mark Free. Ну,
да, доброе утро, Раф. Правильно ли сказать, что когда Раф?
Good morning, Rav. Is it correct to say that when the mind receives the state of advancement, it's called, which is called faith above reason, it's a result of chasadim?
You can say that too. I can't answer you precisely. Precisely, each one of you will receive it from above.
Okay, you
see how it comes to us. It comes to us inside of different excerpts that we have to read, and through that, each time our heart and our intellect are shaped in different forms towards the upper providence until it settles within us. This is how it works.
Hello, Rav. It says in the text, when one is in the state of right, he should think that there is no such quality as left in the world, and also when one is in the left, he should think that there is no such quality as right in the world. Why exactly is that, and how do we do that?
We can't do it yet.
Odlo.
Not yet. Let's read ahead. We have a few excerpts ahead of us that we should try to implement. It's not simple. We have to get examples from above. What is right, what is left, that the two of them exist above reason, the inclination of the person to be above himself.
P.T.
31.
Good morning, Rav. We're usually used to hearing Rabash speaking to us about the practical work of the heart. And here in the article, Bala Sulam says, he calls it altogether the embrace of right and the embrace of left. What does he mean when he specifically calls it an embrace? Why embrace? Why a hug?
An embrace is the degree of interconnection, like all of the other things that we call them by different words. It's the degree of connection. So an embrace means that it's done more in the form of the surrounding lights.
Can we actually note that specifically in faith above reason, because that's what we're paying attention to, that we're dealing with, that there's more of a use of the work in the heart more than the mind, because the heart needs to bring us to faith above reason?
I don't think that we can work in that without an intellect also. Both the mind, the heart and the intellect, both of them need to be above reason.
But we actually see that if we let the heart lead us and not necessarily the mind, then we can reach faith of friends, faith of in the sages, love of friends.
Well, for the time being, let it be so. In truth, the two of them connect together and they give us a single outcome. Merkaz one.
A question from the 10. What is the thing that detains a person mostly from going above reason?
Lack of attention. The Creator, every moment is talking to each and every one and with everyone together, with the whole 10 together. Lack of attention to the fact that we are not trying to hear the Creator each and every moment.
That
we try to connect between us, and in our connection we want to hear the Creator.
So can you hear him? What do you mean? What do we need to do to hear?
To hear means that you create your connection on the degree of Bina, which is faith above reason. There, you want to hear the Creator. PT 35.
Thank you very much, Rav. He writes here that the left is the providence of reward and punishment. Reward, I can understand, but why punishment?
Why?
Why punishment? Reward, I know that I can understand that. Thanks to the left, I can take the right and correct the right and reach the right.
Why don't you think that punishment does a good correction for you?
I don't feel it as a punishment. I feel like it's my true reward. That's where my real work.
But you feel that there is a reality of reward and punishment? You feel that there is such a thing, both reward as well as punishment?
I feel reward. I don't know. I don't feel it as a punishment.
Okay. So this all depends on how you establish yourself. Think about it. What could be punishment for you? Let's say that you don't have the love of the Creator, you don't have enough love of friends, you don't feel that you are connected with everyone, you don't feel that you are able to relinquish yourself more, and the fact that the Creator is not explaining to you, not giving you forces or abilities or desires or inclinations. This is called punishment, or maybe not. So try it out.
Latin too.
Thank you very much, Rav. Rav, several friends in the 10 are sick. Does this show that this is the providence of reward and punishment because we're not raising the correct prayer?
It doesn't mean anything. We have to stop making such calculations and only to make a calculation regarding connection. That's it. And not to make calculations that we receive this because of that and receive that because of this. There's no such thing. We must not make such calculations. PT 29.
Thank you very much, Rav. It's written, this means that all his work is measured by the extent in which he works above reason. Is that the most important principle to measure the work so that the work will be above reason?
Yes, this is actually everything. Coming out to spirituality, it's above reason. Amit.
48.
Let's continue.
Excerpt number 48 from Rabash. One should mainly walk on the right line. meaning do good deeds, and feel himself as complete and serving the king. One must believe that everything he does brings contentment to him. At the same time, he should dedicate time to walking on the left line, meaning to criticize. But the left should surrender before the right. That is, he walks on the left not because he wants the quality of the left, but in order to improve the right. Meaning to show that despite all his criticism and knowledge, he is going above reason. Meaning in the right, which is called faith. This is called the middle line, which decides between the two lines and leans toward the right. This is also called achuraim, posterior, and through this unification, one is later rewarded with receiving the quality of panim, of the degree.
I cannot explain this to you. Maybe you should help yourselves, and maybe you can give us examples. If I want to perform a strong action, I need to use a force that works against this action, and then by that I add a force that is in favor of the action. When we reach spiritual attainment with faith above reason, we need the reason, because as much as I work above reason, against the reason, by that I increase the faith. In faith itself, there is no force. Faith is bestowed. What's in it? It is something that's very weak. But if I take that faith and I amplify it through the reason, then I elevate the faith to the height of the reason. And then in such a way, I elevate it to the degree of Keter. This means that we must have forces that resist. We must have the bad force. And this is why it says about the Creator that he said, I created the evil inclination and I created the spice of Torah. What is the Torah here? The Torah is that force that helps us to rise above the evil force that is revealed in us each and every time. And then we elevate ourselves higher and higher upon the evil, to resemble bestowal, to resemble the good, even though the force of bestowal is very small. But because we elevate it upon the heights of the evil, then it becomes high and strong and great. This is why we need to respect the disturbances and more to realize, to understand this engine, the way it works, that we must have the bad things. It's like I said more than once, that the symbol of medicine is the serpent. From the poison of the serpent, of the snake, we get medications. This means that every medication is poison, but not every poison is a medication. What is this about? Every medication is poison in its foundation, which we process, and this is how we make medication out of it. But not every poison, every venom is medication. Until you process it correctly, you cannot use it as a medication. This is why we say that there is no evil in the world, no bad, but only what is revealed for the meantime, because we are not able to rise above it. and give it the form of bestow to all of this bed. But once you're able to give it the form of bestow to bring upon it the upper light that will arrange it correctly, then immediately it becomes, the darkness becomes light, the bitter becomes sweet, and the poison, the venom becomes medication. Okay? This is what we are doing together in practice. We're learning in these excerpts, and this is on the topic of faith above reason. How do we take the reason, the will to receive, and we build upon it the will to bestow from it? Then it depends on the degree of coarseness that is revealed on the will to receive. Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, 1, 2, 3, 4. According to that, we attain the force of bestowal. Nef, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. And the degrees that are, according to that, 5 degrees. Well, they are divided further into an additional 5 and an additional 5. Okay. Kiev 2.
Скажите, можем ли мы рассматривать как вот такой практический пример по этому вопросу, что вот во
examine a practical exercise about this question in which the mutual work in the 10 brings clashes, rejections between friends, and this is what I see within reason. As if the Creator is showing me the friends as small, and here there's room for work. I can enter here into criticism, but I can also uplift the friends to a higher degree and say that it comes from the Creator. And we need that for the sake of correction. Is that a good example? That faith above reason is raising the friends and the group above reason?
Yes, you can say that. You should continue with that, and you will see. Yeah.
Ita tu.
Buongiorno, Rav. Senta, ci può spiegare meglio come la qualità critica della sinistra può rafforzare?
Could you explain to us better what, how the quality of the left line can strengthen the faith above reason?
As much as the will to receive is revealed as hindering, to the same extent, because it is revealed through the upper light that influences us, then inside that will to receive that is revealed, there is already a certain portion of the upper light that comes from the bestower. And then we, by that, begin to feel that with this will to receive, we nevertheless have to approach bestow. So, how do we build upon it the quality of bestow? And therefore, it says about this, 1,000 times shall the righteous fall and rise. This is how we advance. This is how we learn how to turn darkness into light, the bitter into sweet, the falsehood into truth. And all of these forces, all in all, we turn into one higher force.
Florida.
Yes, Rav. It's so important to work in the left line. And Rabash writes about it a lot and talks about it. And you've told us that his students, when you were giving them Shemati, he said, you know, they don't have the left line. Don't give it to them. If he taught it so much, did they not understand what was the reason he said they didn't have the left line?
First of all, he didn't intend those students that Rabash had, but rather the students that were studying with Rabash with Bala Sulam, the previous generation. The previous generation, according to their character, they were Hasidim. Hasidim means a different approach. Everything is with chesed, with love, with connection, without the left line. So they do not grow through the degrees, but rather everything is done today is like yesterday and tomorrow will be like today in that form of chesed. And chesed, it's like Bina. There are no degrees in it. All the degrees of Bina are through the fact that you put into it or under it the malchut, viut, coarseness, resistance. And because that's what he wanted to say, that they don't have a left line in them so that they cannot grow. And that's why they should not read these articles. It would make them be confused.
So if we are, it just comes down to if we are taught how to use the left line, then, and we listen to what the Kabbalists say, we listen to what you say, we listen to what Rabash says, then we will learn how to use the left line correctly.
We need to listen only to Bala Sulam and Rabash. That's it. This is what I teach you. So you shouldn't listen to me or to anyone except for them. Those two are our two sources. They spoke the truth and in a way that is as much as possible is revealed and correct for us in order not to spoil us. And therefore, I, all in all, just teach you how to be connected to their texts and to no other source. Even if it will say that this is a student of Bala Sulam or a student of Rabash or this or that, do not even think about opening up any books that were not originally written. Well, Rabash himself didn't write anything except for his articles, but by Rabash and Bala Sulam. It should be clear. I'm certain that soon all kinds of other manuscripts will be revealed in the world. All kinds of others that will write there that he's a student of Rabash, maybe a student of Bala Sulam. Do not look at anything, but only those two. Only those two.
Ani Levakesh?
Ken?
I wanted to ask about the reason itself, Dad. What we're reading here is saying that as we go through and allow these passages to affect change and change our heart and our reason, at what point does our reason and the higher reason blend into one?
We have no connection yet with the upper reason. Therefore, your question is not in place whatsoever.
Turkey 4.
Thank you, Rav. A question from a friend. What we are lacking in order to demand bigger vessels of Besol correctly?
What are we missing? We lack the request. Where will we take that lack from? from the connection between us. From the connection between us. Where as much as we connect and learn from one another, by that we will have inclinations to rise in degrees of bestowal and holiness more, and then we will demand. The fact that you cry out from morning to night that you want, that's nothing. You need to want bestowal, to want connection. And that can be revealed only when you're connected with the friends. And without connection with them, you're not even coming to the right envy.
Carmiel.
Thank you, Rav. It says in the excerpt, nevertheless, he goes with faith above reason, meaning on the right, which is called faith, and this is called the middle line that decides between the two lines and leans to the right. It's not clear how working on the right becomes on its own the middle line.
No, but who performs this action? A person that is who has the left in him. So as much as he moves to the right, the left in him also grows, because his basis is the left.
So the middle line is just the result. There is no work in the middle line.
No, the work in the middle line is different. We will talk about it later. In Gar and in Zat, the upper three and the lower seven. But actually, the middle line is just a result of the two lines.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. We work in the 10. Should we try to work on the right line and the left line will show up by itself? Or should we also mix in the left line?
We also need the left line. Of course. Belarusia.
It was said
that the middle line is considered as the opposite, the posterior of the degree. And later on, we attain the panim, the posterior, the anterior. How to understand that?
Because when we work towards the left and then the middle line, it works out that the middle line is including both the left and the right. And also in this, there's panim and achoraim, anterior and posterior, and this is how we advance. That's it. We have yet to get there. We're not yet implementing this. You want to know theoretically these things, and I don't want that. I completely don't think that we need to do it as if we're philosophers. Let's try to erect from within us qualities that we're learning about. And then it will really be the true wisdom of Kabbalah. Amit?
Yes, 49.
Rabash writes in his article, On My Bed at Night. According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure. That is, at that time, he can depict to himself how much he is losing by his negligence in the work, because he can compare the importance of the Creator and his own lowliness. And this will give him energy to work. However, one should also correct himself, or else he will remain in dark and will not see the true light that shines on the vessels that are qualified for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the vessels is called nukva. a deficiency when he works on correcting his deficiencies. This is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time, he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way, which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the person sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal, he also sees how his body is weak, that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he is lost. As is written, if the Lord does not build a house, they who build it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning from the wholeness and efficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life, and then the newborn is born.
Okay, according to the questions, I see that you need to read again. According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure, his work. It's not in a nice and correct, pure way. That is, at that time, he can depict to himself how much he is losing by his negligence in the work. That he can make a comparison between the importance of the Creator and his own loneliness. And this will bring him energy to work with. Meaning we always go out after the correct calculation, we're not satisfied with ourselves, and we can see the extent in which we didn't succeed and didn't do and didn't put forth efforts. And really, why would we deserve something? But with that, we don't agree that we don't deserve. However, one should also correct himself. Otherwise, he will remain in the darkness and will not see true light, which shines on the vessels that are suitable for it, which are called vessels of bestowal. And the correction of the vessels is called nukva, a deficiency, when he works correcting his deficiencies. And this is regarded as his mother gives the redness. That's the nukva. It gives it the red, the desires to receive that need to be corrected. That is, at that time, he sees the red light, which are the barriers which are on his way and prevent him from reaching the goal. His negligence, he doesn't know what's going on, and he's not satisfied with himself truly. And then comes the time of prayer. Since a man sees the measure of the work that he has in the matter of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal. And he also sees how his body is a weak body, and that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. Therefore, he sees that if the Creator won't help him, he's lost. Just as it's written, if the Lord does not build the house, they will build it, labor it in vain. And from those two, meaning to the extent in which he invested and as much as he felt what perfection should be, and as much as he recognizes now that he doesn't have any connection to this wholeness, from those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the matter of the father and the mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, because the Creator built for a person this father and mother, meaning on one hand some understanding in wholeness, and on the other hand some attainment in the extent in which he does not belong to that wholeness. So it turns out that the Creator helps him by giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life, and then the newborn is born.
Varur.
Clear?
Tov.
Okay. We have PT20.
Rav, tagid bevakasha, ma...
Rav, please say, who is hearing this lesson? Because there is no understanding. Every lesson, when I come out completely empty. Maybe I understood something, after the lesson I have nothing.
Very nice. It's a sign that you're absorbing it. You're receiving it. But later, after the lesson, when you go out and you feel that actually what you had during the lesson here and there is some kind of understandings, feelings to something, it all departed. Now you need to work on yourself to attain those things on your own. That's it.
This means within reason?
That's not important. With what you have, with your mind and your heart, exert with both in order to understand then where I am and what I need to come to and how to get there. And invest.
Tov, internet.
Okay, internet.
Mark 19, they're asking, it seems like faith above reason is an effort that each one makes towards the 10. How do we reach an act of faith above reason with the whole 10?
That you need to think. And you heard enough materials to know how we work in the 10. Do at least what you remember, and you will see the extent in which this works. And without that, you won't be able to implement what we're reading in these articles. We're learning everything only practically, to the point. Yes.
A question from Mark 21. If going on the right line means to go in wholeness and joy, we don't have joy in the work in our 10. How can we add joy in our work?
The fact that you don't have joy in the 10, it's such a period which, if you effort, should pass fast. It's because you're not putting into consideration what your work is. You don't appreciate your work. And therefore you're not considered serving the Creator, the working on the path. Because one who serves the Creator has joy from serving Him. You're not trying to aim from your work contentment to the Creator. And therefore, you're not receiving support from Him.
From PT 30, they're asking, if it seems to me that my 10 are all Hasidim without left line, how can I bring into them a little bit of left line so that we can advance?
I don't have what to recommend, just to go together with everyone.
Last question. Mark 21. What does it mean to be on the middle line? How do we get there?
Well, the middle line is a very high degree. It's really attainment of a connection with the Creator. That's to enter into the right and the left and connect them together, and then we reach the middle line. Okay. Ita 3.
Buongiorno Rav. Se i miei amici sono corretti, la critica rispetto alla
mancanza di personale, then the criticism in relation to the importance of the goal should be personal? How do I do this criticism? Should it be silent or should I demonstrate it?
These are things that we learned in the group, how we need to behave. Talk to the friends, and then you'll understand what you need to do. And if you don't understand, then go to the sources. And if you don't understand the sources, then go to whoever takes care of things. And like in your case, it's probably Moshe Admoni or other people that should show you where in the sources. And that's how you can scrutinize it. Start relating to all our work in a matter-of-fact way where you're learning and you're learning how to implement what we learn. And not that we receive here in the morning, our morning lesson, some little counsels or advices, little tips, and that's enough for us. That's not enough.
Turkey 5.
Thank you, Rav. It is written at the end of the paragraph, the newborn is born. What is the newborn in the spirituality?
Neshama shelano.
Our soul.
The Dnieper.
Dnieper.
Спасибо большое, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, правильно понимать вот так?
Thank you very much, Rav.
Продвигаемся.
Is it correct to understand that the more we advance, we get to know more that we are farther away from this soul, and then we have a greater yearning for prayer? And accordingly, out of that, we get a spirit of life.
Yes, yes, yes. As much as we advance to bestow, it seems to us like we're even more distant from bestow. Yes.
Moscow 1.
То, что написано о состоянии, что он видит, что...
What it says... About a state where he feels that his body is weak. Does it mean that his prayer, his request is weak?
Ken.
Yes.
Vegamlo.
And also no. Because if he already sees that he's weak, it's a sign that he has a kli, and in the kli he discovers the power of the kli and decides there that the vessel is weak. Meaning he has something ready. It's similar to, let's say, you come to an expert and he starts to tell you, there's this and there's that and there's that and your problem, and it can be solved this way and that way, and he himself is in certain perplexity, and meaning to the extent in which we advance, we have more problems, more questions, even though we're receiving answers. But with that, we're coming with our deficiencies that are greater. Well, let's see. PT 18.
He writes in the beginning of this excerpt, according to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to fill the deficiency. Why will he feel deficiency if he's working in wholeness?
Why will he feel a deficiency if he's working in wholeness? Because the even greater vessel will be revealed to him, even newer, even more complex and higher, respectable. It could be greater in volume or in quality. And that's how they're revealed.
This means that in any case where a person is working in wholeness, he's always accompanied by a deficiency.
Correct. And we have now exactly, it's 4:00. So, women.
We read this morning that because his foundation is above reason, he always suckles from his root. The question from Latin 5 is, what is the root of faith above reason?
In Bina.
Allah.
Next.
From the Hebrew group, and the state of right means private providence. What does that mean?
We're not quite in that yet. The private or general providence, right and left, it's enough for us above, below. That's more important for us now.
From Petach Tikva, most of the disturbances come as blows to the will to receive, and then there is a desire, even an egoistic one, to rise above them. How can we work with the opposite kind of disturbances when the will to receive gets pleasure and the person cannot get out of it?
So only by the group. A prisoner cannot save himself from imprisonment. And if I am truly incorporated in the greater desires in order to exit them and rise above them, I must have the force of the group. Next.
From Kabyu 2. Spiritually, how does suffering cause correction?
It helps us. It helps us. Either giving us the feeling that we're going in the right way only, or it gives us also the feeling that we need to rise above it. Suffering causes corrections, yes? You could say that there's no correction that could be without suffering, but it's not that we will see in the suffering the correction. Yes.
Mach 33, what is the sign for correct advancement of the 10 on two lines?
What is the sign in the advancement of the 10 in two lines? We haven't really entered into that yet. We haven't talked about it, but I'm happy that you're asking me today, especially about the things that are seemingly standing before us. So we will learn that. Right and left, you could say that it's perfection and lack of perfection, but it's much more than that. Next.
From Latin 13, they're asking about the middle line. Reaching, do we reach the middle line when in the 10 we were all able to overcome the transgressions, or is that my individual work towards the 10?
It's my individual work towards the 10, yes. Okay.
That's it.
I understood. So let us move already to what do we have besides this?
The professor, the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we have Bala Sulam's article, Matter and Form in the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
Let's move to the matter and form, and then we'll have time for Pticha.
And for a song, even.
And also a song, please.
Shadow often shakens, but then the heart awakens. It yearns and grows and longs to be concealed beneath your wings. Il y a coule du jardin d'Eden, il fend le cœur de pierre. Comme de l'eau douce, goutte à goutte, il illumine les barrières. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נפעיל את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. Зает сердце, тьма уступает место, и светолуч благим теплом растапливает лед. Эхад ани йодеа, гам мерахок шомеа, цватаим маалот тфила, азака аава. כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ושמחה, ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ושמחה, ואין מקום פנוי ממך. כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה, ואין מקום פנוי ממך. כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת.